Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. Let's switch gears and talk a bit about some good news. It's an exciting collaboration between WNYC and The New Yorker magazine called The New Yorker Radio Hour. Now on Friday, they'll debut an episode called The Shape of Black Film, highlighting the growth and depth of Black cinema in the last 6 years. Think of recent hits like Moonlight and If Beale Street Could Talk, both by filmmaker Barry Jenkins.
At some point, you gotta decide for yourself who you gonna be. Can't let nobody make that decision for you.
Remember, love is what brought you here. And if you trusted love this far, don't panic now.
And of course, Black Panther, directed by Ryan Coogler and starring the late Chadwick Boseman.
Wakanda forever!
We wanted to hear more about this exciting endeavor.
Hi, my name is Ngofen Putubwele, and I'm a producer at the New Yorker Radio Hour.
I talked with Ngofen and asked what inspired this episode about Black film.
It is Black History Month, and I was thinking about how for the last few years, I specifically remember like in 2017, I think was the year that Get Out came out. It came out during Black History Month. And then the next year, 2018, Black Panther came out during Black History Month. And then in 2019, the Beyoncé Coachella show came out just shortly after Black History Month in April. I remember just feeling this sort of like, oh, wow, it feels like there's a succession of these really big kind of Black cultural, you know, films and shows. And I was curious if that was a real thing or if I had just, you know, missed, you know, if it was just something I was just noticing now or if it was a thing.
Talk to us a little bit about why these past 6 years, what does this kind of moment represent?
Yeah, well, it's certainly the question that I had, and very much the answer has come from people much smarter than me. But I think a lot of it, in talking to a film expert named Amarjan Christian at Northwestern, and also even in conversation that our host had with Barry Jenkins, it seemed like a lot of the moment that we're in was actually sowed several years ago, sowed during the Obama administration, and a sort of the visibility of a Black president and a lot of things that were happening in the film industry, in the film and television industry, made it such that projects started then that are coming to fruition now in the last couple of years.
That's an interesting point about, you know, the nearly decade of having not only a Black president, but a Black first family in the White House in the seat of power. And I think I can remember when President Obama was first elected in 2008, there was a lot of conversation about how popular culture had helped to lay the groundwork for that moment, right? Sort of opening the possibility of electing Barack Obama to the presidency. But you're sort of reflecting on the other side, right? That our social and political and artistic and cultural worlds are in a two-way conversation, right? Also that moment then sparks something new.
Exactly, right. And it's funny now in 2022, that Obama era seems so long ago. But it's interesting that, and this was a thing that Barry Jenkins mentioned, was just that projects that I'm seeing on Netflix or in a theater when we get back to theaters, these are things that have been working in the works for a long time. And so those seeds that get sown and those moments that are happening at a cultural, you know, at a moment like in 08 to 16, the fruits of that sort of cultural labor, if that makes sense, come much later. And I think that one of the things that was intriguing to me was I did have this curiosity as to whether a sort of summer of 2020 and all the things that happened are connected to the cultural work that's been happening in film and in television for the past several years.
Did you come to a conclusion about that?
I mean, I think that it's an answer that kind of seems obvious now, which is like, yes, in conjunction with other things, you know, in conjunction with, you know, the organizing by Black Lives Matter and various forces, politics, etc. But I do think that as a sort of like cultural nerd. I think that there's a way that, I don't know, maybe me or maybe people like me grew up thinking that film, TV, books, these are things that are a little bit like, I guess they matter, but they're in a way like frivolous, or they're not as important as sort of like hard skills. But I think so much of the political moment and moment that we're in now is the fruit, in contribution with other things, but is the fruit of cultural works like film. I think about Black Panther. I also think about Get Out and how it feels like it articulated a language. And I don't know if this is true, but it does feel as though it articulated a sort of like image of blackness for the 2010s that entered into culture writ large.
So you've mentioned the words curiosity. So talk to me about, in making this, what were some of the surprises? Can you key in on any moments and conversations, any insights where you're like, huh, I hadn't particularly thought of it in that way?
Yeah, I just feel like my conversation with, I produced the conversation, but our theater critic, Vincent Cunningham's conversation with the actress Cheryl Lee Ralph, like that entire conversation felt like a surprise. You know, as a producer, we're kind of organizing the show, booking the show. And it's funny because someone had suggested Cheryl Lee Ralph, the actress, and I couldn't place the name, just on name. But then I Googled her and immediately was like, oh my goodness, this actress has been in so many iconic moments of my lifetime. And just
yeah,
a little bit
is,
before
she
my
is
lifetime.
Queen Diva.
Yeah, I saw her face and I was like, oh my gosh, yes. And I think hearing from her the sort of trajectory of her career, 1981, 1982, she was on Dreamgirls and Broadway all the way up to 2022 and being on the show Abbott Elementary. I think hearing some of those moments, and one I'll just mention in particular, was she mentioned that when she left the success of Broadway and tried to enter into Hollywood, had a Hollywood casting director say something to the effect of, you are a beautiful black girl, but you're a talented black girl. And what am I supposed to do with a talented black girl? Do I put you in a movie with Tom Cruise? Do you kiss? Who goes to see that movie? And that's like the 80s. And I think that it's like, it's not surprising, but also is surprising. And thinking of the kind of length and arc of a career that she's gone from that to this moment. But this moment is also flawed. So it's just like interesting. I think it was so surprising to hear the sort of fortitude of black artists. It's just really cool as an art nerdy person to hear from other black artists over the course of 40 years and what they've been doing.
Ngofen Mputubwele is producer for the New Yorker Radio Hour. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much, Melissa, for having me on.
And folks, don't forget to check your local listings to hear this special episode of the New Yorker Radio Hour on Friday.